Founded as a Danish colony more than 100 years ago, Solvang has been a popular year-round destination for tourists who come to experience a taste of Denmark right here on the central coast. When Marisa Waddell, the program manager at KCBX, told me that Solvang was recently named by Time magazine as one of the country's most Christmassy towns in America, well, I just had to find out for myself just why this quaint Danish village is in close company with other most Christmassy contenders such as Santa Claus, Indiana, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles. I'm Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a walking exploration of discovery around the village of Solvang with Tracy Farhad, the executive director of the Solvang Conference and Visitors Bureau. We'll discover that Solvang's passionate Christmas spirit has as much to do with its Danish roots as it does with the locals' wonderful sense of community. Tracy Farhad.
Tom, it's so great to have you here in Solvang, one of the most Christmassy towns in America.
Something that's been embedded in the culture in Solvang going way back.
Oh, the Danish roots here are very strong and deep. The traditions hold very fast for our little Denmark. There are a lot of Danish traditions here, from the Danish pastries and the dancing around the Christmas tree at the tree lighting to just ceremonies and costumes and just the overall Julefest atmosphere.
It's so fun coming to Solvang. Is like a taste of Denmark.
It has such a magical appeal to it.
Let's go discover Christmas in Solvang.
I would say, yeah, let's go. So here we are walking into one of our five Danish bakeries. This is Mortensen's Bakery, owned by the Petersen family here for a long time. And they do a fabulous Seven Sisters buttercream you must try.
Come on in. Let's go.
I get to smell pastries being baked every morning that I work and live here. I think it's why we walk around town so much. A, it's so that we can keep smelling all the great bakeries.
And I know B.
B, it's to work off all of the great Danishes that we have here.
So what makes these pastries Danish in character?
The Danish bakeries here truly are, a lot of them from 3 and 4 generation Danes who have been training and bringing their specialties. And it's the way they do the butter. It's the way they do the marzipan. It's the lightness. It's far less sugary.
Is there a Christmas specialty here?
But let's see. I'm thinking, this is the famous kringle. We have metal signs that look like giant pretzels.
And I always thought they were pretzels.
You thought they were pretzel. Yeah. But it's actually the Danish kringle, and it's filled with almond paste, marzipan. It's done in the shape of a pretzel. That is an absolute must, and that is a huge treat here. So you get that and share it. In fact, that's probably what I'm going to be taking home from my family for Christmas morning. I'm going to walk you down just this way on our side street. One block off right here is the Solvang Festival Theater, right off Copenhagen Drive. This is the location of our Nativity pageant that's coming on the 13th of December. 2 free performances, 5 and 7 p.m. Live animals is the whole Christmas story come to life right here. Okay, I want to tell you all about these beautiful Christmas trees that you're seeing all around town. We decided to bring 100 Christmas trees, and all the businesses would decorate them and make it look extra festive. I think that's where the most Christmassy award came around right after that. It's valley-wide. And then all the businesses really get into it, and they put on a little
battles.
Oh, there is. There's a tree decorating contest. So we have the awardees will be told on December 17th. And what's even better is at night when all the lights are in the trees.
He wants his own tree, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Okay, now coming around the corner here, this is an icon for Solvang and something everyone has to have. In fact, there are quite a few restaurants that do carry this, but this is truly the Danish Christmas tradition of æbleskiver.
Have
you ever heard of æbleskiver?
Yes.
And everyone will line up at this window here. This is the walk-up window at Solvang Restaurant. You can see it being made right here. So these are the Danish pancake balls that are dribbled with homemade raspberry sauce and then dusted with powdered sugar.
Oh my gosh, it's not even lunchtime, but I'm ready.
I now make these at home ever since coming to the Danish Days Festival. Mm-hmm. It's all on the wrist. You have to keep turning these so that they stay ball-shaped and not turn into footballs.
But then you pour it out.
And then you pour it into this pan, which has all the little half dome, you know, so a very special pan. Come on inside and we'll have some. We're at Solvang Restaurant, and these are the owners.
Hi.
And I was just showing Tom the æbleskiver.
Æbleskivers are Danish pancake balls. They're round, light, and fluffy, and they're made in a special skillet. Sort of looks like a half ball. Then we turn them with a knitting needle to get them round. We top it with our house blend of raspberry jam and powdered sugar.
And this is all authentic Danish?
Danish, yes. Uh-huh. In Denmark, you can only get them at Christmas, but here you can get them every day of the year.
So it's always Christmas in Solvang.
Always Christmas in Solvang. Want to go walking, please? My name's Jeff Paskey. My sister is Carol Paskey.
Hi, Carol.
Goddag. Danish for hello.
Let's give me some more.
Gladiol is Merry Christmas. Jaelskadai is I love you. Tak for ma, thank you very much. For, you know, like for a meal.
Here's your order.
Oh, great.
That was great æbleskiver, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You're getting that down very well.
I was born in Minnesota.
that's where most of the Danes came from.
Where are we now?
Copenhagen Drive is probably the main shopping street, as well as Alisal and Mission. Can't go wrong, a nice little three-block radius here. You know what would be great for good orientation, and it's a beautiful spot, is to start at the Elverhøj Museum of History and Art. That tells you about our Danish history, right off of 2nd Street.
Everything's in the heart of town.
It's all walkable. This is a total walking village. Come and bring your flats and enjoy, and you can make it in 8 minutes from one end of town to the other if you're really working hard. And then there's another bakery. What a surprise. A lot of toy stores like Kids Club here and Toyland. Now when you get to the corner of Alisal and Copenhagen Drive, you'll see one of our 5 windmills, and it's turning today. Isn't that gorgeous? Every third Saturday, the Danish folk dancers will come out, and they'll do a little performance, and they'll bring you up, and they'll make you start dancing, Tom.
No.
They will. They like to get everybody involved. So you'll see places like Vinhus and the Home Collection. And in fact, let's go into this next. Oh, what a surprise. A bakery. Let's
oh, my gosh.
They make amazing gingerbread houses. In fact, they've got a great class. And so you see these gorgeous gingerbread houses. You don't want to touch them because they're too stunning. They're edible. That's like probably all except for the foil. Everything else is edible. The Riedel family here and the Halmies, Susan Halmy and her daughter Melissa, they have the bakery. And so in addition to all their other yummy chocolates and Danish treats, they are famous for their gingerbread. In fact, they were on the Kathleen Lee Show for the gingerbread houses. And this is where I want you to taste one of those Seven Sisters that came, because I knew they would have it by
a little. Yeah.
There's a sample right here. Mm. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's why I walk a lot in this town. And then we're going to show you a life-size gingerbread house that one of our other great bakers, Bent Olsen, he made. It's in the hotel right next door, the Hotel Cork.
Okay.
Let's go check that out. So here we are walking into the lobby of the Hotel Cork, one of Solvang's 14 boutique hotels.
Spell that name.
Oh, I know, it's very unusual.
Yeah.
It's Corque, a little play off of the wine and other things. They have one of Bent Olsen's life-size, well, life-size if you're an elf or a little Nisa.
Or a kid.
Yeah. Gingerbread house. That's at least a 7 foot tall, but that is all edible. Isn't that beautiful? It takes him about a week to do that. And his ginger snaps. I've been mentioning a lot of food.
I can tell. Heavy-weighted on them.
And that's just after, you know, a wonderful Thanksgiving plus.
And it's not noon yet.
And it's not. That's okay. So here's Rasmussen's store. It has some of the best Scandinavian imports you can ever think of. Full of great gifts, especially in the cooking department, believe it. You will find more unique cooking. In fact, that æbleskiver tray, if you want to go home and try your own and
this
bake it.
This is where you get them?
You can get them here, too. So they've got lots of great ones. You will see everything here for best of more and best of far. You know, grandma, grandpa. And,
so if you're a Dane and you're homesick,
they'll have things from Danish and Norwegian and Finnish and Swedish. And if you're homesick, you come in here. Mm. There's the toy shop right through there. And upstairs is all the Danish fabrics so that you can make those tablecloths. And here's a great collection of those little Nisa I told you about.
Oh, yeah. So these are Christmas Nisa.
These are Christmas Nisa. Yeah, see, there's got a Yule. I'm getting better with my accent.
Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm.
So this is definitely a must stop. We're walking around.
Hi, David. What a pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
You
so
too.
I was just telling a little bit about Rasmussen's and how long and how the special sure. Christmas holidays, the items that people might like to come. I was pointing out the little Nisa. Thought you might like to share with the listeners
sure.
the other great things.
We've been in Solvang since 1921 here on this corner, and we sold things for the town for Christmas since that time. A lot of things from Denmark and the other Scandinavian countries, the little tomtas, the Danish Christmas heart, Danish candies.
What's the most popular?
The most popular, well, we make a thing called æbleskiver here in town, and we have the pan to make the æbleskiver here.
I knew you would point that out.
And that's a traditional Christmas Eve meal in Denmark.
You just tried some.
Oh, good. Yeah. I hope you liked them.
Oh, yeah, I love that. We regretfully left one.
We also have the Royal Copenhagen and Bingen Grundle Christmas plates. They've been making those annually since 1895.
Good. Anything else you want to add that you're most proud of?
Well, I'm proud of the way the town comes together for Christmas and decorates, and it's really a great place to come and wander around.
It truly is about the spirit of giving and coming together as a community, and we're a small community that takes it personally. We like to give from the heart, and I think that's what we do here, don't you think, Dave?
I agree, Tracy, I agree.
In fact, by the time you finish the shop mingle and jingle and the parades and the holiday wine walk, and then we finish with the tree burn on the 9th of January where all of our trees go up, the whole month we're in it together.
It's very much a community-involved season.
Love it. Well, thanks again. What a pleasure.
For coming in.
Yeah.
Just passing Rasmussen's across the street from Burkholm's Bakery, another institution here, and right behind Burkholm's is the Old Mission Sankt Inez. And here is the Bit of Denmark restaurant, so great for coming to get your Scandinavian smorgasbord. So as we round the corner here on Alisal Drive, you'll get the wonderful view of the Little Mermaid Fountain. It is not a copy. It is actually the model for the actual Little Mermaid Fountain that is in the harbor, in Copenhagen Harbor. And next door to the Ace Hardware store, and has a wonderful collection of ornaments. But one of the best places to go for ornament shopping is our year-round Christmas shop called Julehus. Julehus, can you pronounce that one?
Sure, Julehus.
Julehus.
Oh, yeah.
So here we are across the street from the Ace Hardware store. We are at the Hans Christian Andersen Museum, the museum of the father of the fairy tale. And it's a wonderful collection of all the original works, etc. You can see them upstairs above the book loft. Bring the kids, have them check out and see the man who actually wrote, you know, well, you can't see him, but you can see his handwriting and his originals. And so Hans Christian Andersen Museum is a great place to come to. And right next to Solvang Park, which is at the corner of First Street and Mission, and we're going to be lighting the Christmas tree. It's a great tradition here in Solvang. Friday, December 5th at 5 o'clock. Listen to wonderful music and dancers and carolers. And I'll be emceeing, so you get to see me in person. We then end with lighting up the Christmas trees right here in the middle. And that's when the ballerinas come out and dance around the tree. It's a Danish tradition to dance around the tree. That's Friday, December 5th, and Saturday the 6th, we have Santa right here in the park, but that's after our parade. So come on down for one of the best small town holiday parades there are, and that's at 11 a.m. December 6th. And right after the parade, we'll have visits with Santa right here where we're standing, and that will be all Saturday afternoon and Sunday from 11 to 2, both weekends in a row, so the 6th, 7th, and 13th, 14th.
Love it. For further information?
For further information and for details about all the events for Solvang's Julefest, go to solvangusa.com. And my name is Tracy Farhad, and I have really enjoyed being here with you today.
You too, Tracy. Thank you.
Thank you. Gode jul.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Solvang, California, for Issues and Ideas.